Up next on American Restoration.
Holy crap, you know what that is? To a Coke collector, this thing is like the Holy Grail. Do you realize there's only like 200 of these things still in existence?
That is sweet.
Eric's a local Vegas picker.
What about this?
That's missing everything.
You're taking money out of my pocket.
Wait a minute, what's that? I haven't seen a Coke and chair in years. And when they get restored, they can be worth thousands. Go out to the Boneyard and inventory every single nut and bolt that's out there right now, and then you're gonna know where everything is.
Oh my God, that's so ridiculous. Damn.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Hey, Rick. Lynn Light, I'm here.
Lynn, great to meet you. Holy crap, look at that. You know what that is?
Yeah, it's a Victor 14.
Yeah, it's a single-door Victor. Very hard to find. Almost every day, I have an interesting item come into the shop. But this thing, wow. To a Coke collector, this thing is like the Holy Grail. So what we got here is a 1950s one-door Victor, and extremely rare. Do you realize there's only like 200 of these things still in existence?
When I bought the machine, I knew it was fairly rare, but after I researched it a while, I found it was really rare, and that's when I got really interested in getting it restored. How come these are so rare?
The Victor company went out of business pretty darn early, probably around 1950, 1952. They only made like a couple models, and then they weren't doing Coke machines anymore. They also made these in a two-door, a three-door, and a four-door. The one-door is usually now the hardest to get because they're the easiest to throw away. You know, they just threw them away.
Really?
This Coke machine may not look like much to the average Joe, but diehard collectors would go absolutely crazy to own this thing. It's got three things going for it. It's rare, and extremely rare. If it even had just some paint on it and the top on it, it's worth like $5,000 just as it sits. So it's a good one. What are you thinking about doing with this?
I want you to do a complete restoration on it. I want it like it came out of the factory line.
This thing under here is stainless steel. Looks like they tried to restore it one time. That's why there's tape here. You don't happen to have the top or the door, do you?
No, that stuff was all gone.
They made a roll-top door on the top of it, so it's really easy to get inside of. This thing right here was a cap catcher that went right here. It had a bottle opener here, all chrome. Stuck the bottle in there, popped it. It had the Victor logo right here.
That's something we want.
All right.
What do you think it's going to cost?
It's an extensive process to get the thing back to normal. All the insides, we redo these, and then we have to re-insulate the inside of this. You know, and the top's been dinged up. So when we get the thing split open, we'll pound that out. We might get lucky on this thing to find the parts you're missing in the Boneyard, because I do have a lot of four doors and three doors, which are just like this.
That'd be great.
Yeah. After all that assembly and everything's gone and done through, I'm looking right around $5,000. And I guarantee this thing restores worth 10. I guarantee it.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
All right, bud.
Straight to the point, I like that. This is gonna be an awesome restoration, but I've never had a chance to work on the one door before. If we mess this up, it's not just like we can go out and find another one to replace it with.
Gonna need to open up these sides so Phil can get up in there.
All up in it?
Yeah. I'm gonna start cutting these down.
Cowboy and I have worked on some of the bigger coolers before, so this should be less time to tear down. We just have to take the side panels off so we can get to the inside.
Yummy.
This thing is nasty. I wonder where he found it.
In the desert? It's got 10 pounds of sand in it. Careful with it. Just bends the bottom, look. It's gonna f*** it up, Kyle, I'm telling you. I can see that. I'm premonition of a f*** up right there.
The side panels on this cooler are welded to the frame, so we cannot remove them, or else we'll cause some serious damage. It'll be harder for Phil to bang out the dents like this, but there's nothing else we can do.
Thank you.
Hey, settle down.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What's up, Ty?
Might have something you might be interested in.
Eric's a local Vegas picker that roams all over the desert in search of old crap. He's brought stuff in here before, and sometimes it's great crap.
Not exactly sure what it is. You tell me.
I have no idea. Do you know what that is?
Maybe a cappuccino machine. It's missing everything, though.
Yeah, really.
You interested in something like this?
No, you take that somewhere else.
I've known Rick a long time.
You're matching today. You got the boots and the do-rag.
Styling and profiling, you know me. I got a few things in my truck today that he'd probably like. You know, I always just pile it all up and hope that he's gonna buy something. You gotta have something in here.
You definitely don't need any more of those.
Why?
Because we have plenty.
You're taking money out of my pocket. What about this? It's Vegas, you know? Slot machine.
That's missing everything.
I mean, that thing's absolute junk.
Next time I come over here, he's got to be gone.
Wait a minute, what's that?
I don't know, I found it out in the middle of nowhere.
It's worth 20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Watch those.
What is that?
This is a Koken barber's chair. Koken was a German guy, and he ended up inventing a barber's chair. This chair was probably late 30s, early 40s.
This is amazing. I haven't seen a Koken chair in years. These things are highly collectible, and when they get restored, they can be worth thousands.
Before 1891, you would have had to take in a chair and spin it to let it raise, or spin it this way to lower it. Koken ended up designing the chair that it would hydraulically lift up and down. And what you used to do is you'd pump this up, or see how they push this, and it'd lower itself down. He also invented the chair that leaned back, because they never leaned back. He was the first one to put a padded headrest and a padded footrest on it. So when you laid on there, you were comfortable. This used to be all nickel. And what's happened is over the years, it's set outside. This is porcelain, so you can keep things clean.
Porcelain? Like my toilet?
Just like your toilet.
So what's it worth?
The way it sits, I'll give you, I don't know, 200 bucks.
I was thinking more like five. Rick's always good at restoring whatever I can bring him in, so I know he's gonna make money as long as I can make some money too. That's what's good about this.
Three.
All right, split it four.
All right.
All right.
That's the deal.
All right.
This Koken barber's chair is really rare. $400 is a great price, but this thing, it's beat to hell. It's gonna take a lot of work to get it to where I can make a few bucks.
Let's get this thing broke down, and then we're gonna get you a barber.
Why? What's wrong with my hair?
We're restoring a 1930s Koken barber's chair that I bought off a local picker. The faster we get it done, the faster I can make some money. So Kyle and Bradley are gonna start tearing it down.
I'm gonna take these armrests off first. Is that where we can get the backrest off? Okay, up she goes. Fortunately, there's still some hydraulic fluid left in this barber's chair. If not, the whole mech would probably be seized up and we'd have a really hard time getting it apart.
Your lunch is gonna be nasty as hell today.
What we have here is a couple of little dents here.
A customer dropped off a really rare 1950s Victor Coca-Cola machine to get restored. We had some issues and couldn't get the side panels off, so Phil and Tyler are really gonna have a hard time getting out those dents.
Can you get to it from back here?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to hold it and then dolly it up like this, somehow. You do it. Awkward, isn't it?
Super awkward.
Nah, that's not working. It's laughing at you.
You're getting dust in my face.
Tyler, here's a list of the stuff I need out of the boneyard for the one-door Victor. All right? Earlier, we got a really rare one-door Coke cooler in the shop. I've been collecting these coolers for over 30 years, and I might have some of the missing parts in the boneyard. So I'm gonna pull Tyler off of what he's doing to go find some of these parts.
Why don't you just order it?
There's gotta be something out there in the boneyard. I don't wanna be paying for it.
It'll be so much cheaper to order it.
How the hell is it supposed to be cheaper for me to just order it if we already have it?
Because it's gonna take me 2 hours. You're gonna have to pay me man hours, 2 man hours to sit out there and find the piece when you could order it and it'll take you 10 minutes on the phone.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Found it. There you go. Your list.
Thanks. Yeah, that's so true, man.
Hey, you know what, Tyler? You're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm usually right. That's the case.
Yeah, so you know what I want you to do? I want you to go out to the boneyard and inventory every single part, every single machine, every single nut and bolt that's out there right now, so I know exactly what I have, and then you're gonna know where everything is.
Oh my God, everything. That's so ridiculous.
Damn. And you know what, Bradley? Huh. You're with him. No, both of you guys out to the boneyard, start inventorying. Get on out there, both of you.
You're writing.
Yeah, because I can't read your writing.
Shut up, I'll write.
You gonna sit that in there dry?
Rip just finished painting the barber chair, but before we assemble it, we need to make sure the hydraulics work on it.
All right, a little bit of hydraulic fluid. Let's see if this baby's gonna go up and down for us.
I think that plunger's not sealing.
What's happening?
There's a little plunger on the bottom that lets the hydraulic fluid in and out. And if that thing's not closing all the way, or if it don't open all the way, it won't let the hydraulic fluid out. Feels like it wants to go up, but it won't stay up.
So I gotta pull this back out.
Okay. Yeah, see that spring? Seems like it's just a little worn out.
For some reason, the spring in this barber chair is not fitting just right. Unexpected issues like this is why it is important for us to test everything we work on.
I think that's a lot better.
Are we ready to try it again?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds better.
Yeah, but it still sounds nasty.
I think we're good.
Look at this place. Where do we start?
Where do we end? For reasons I can't possibly comprehend, my dad has Brettley and me taking inventory of every item in the boneyard. One, two Pepsi coolers.
How much are those worth?
Like 500.
Nice. One pair sunglasses. Priceless?
Priceless.
Priceless.
Look at the thing.
Look at the bunny.
It's so baby.
Should we inventory that? One baby bunny. What kind of baby bunny is that? Is that a jackrabbit? This really sucks, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for stating the obvious. You do that a lot.
All the bodywork is finished up on the one-door Coke cooler. While Tyler and Bradley are out in the boneyard finding the rest of these parts, I'm gonna get down to painting this thing. I have Ted lettering this thing with the classic Coca-Cola logo. Then it's on to reassembly.
Thank God we're done. I got like 3 or 4 pages.
It turns out my dad was right. We had all the Coke cooler parts in the boneyard. And it took forever. There's only one tea in water.
I got it.
But we did the inventory. Dad, we're done.
Great.
With that list of crap.
All right, guys.
Thank you. See ya. That sucked a lot.
This thing came out pretty nice, finding in the desert, huh? Tyler and Brentley found all the pieces for this Coke cooler.
Nice and puffy.
So Cowboy and I are ready to put it back together again. All this new insulation will keep things nice and frosty.
Grab that end.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Rick. Good seeing you.
Good to see you.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the Coke machine finished because it was in really tough shape, and Rick's got what it takes to put them Coke machines back together in number one A shape.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Come on in, check it out.
Man, that is sweet, Rick.
Is that awesome or what, man?
This thing is beautiful. When I first walked in and looked at that Coke machine, it was better than I expected. It was fantastic.
You know, you saw it, you know, in the beginning, right? It was pretty rough. And,
it's pretty rough.
And some Coke machines you can take apart and get away with, just take the liner out and go to the inside. Well, Victor's are welded together. And when you rip these things apart, it's a nightmare. It really, really is. Because it had those dents in the side, we peel it apart and then pound the dents all out, get them all straight, try to use no filler at all hand metaled out, you know? So what happens is we take this piece, pound it all out, you know, it's all stainless, and then we gave it this brush finish. See how it sort of matches all brushed like that?
Yeah, it looks great.
We put both Victor emblems, both the front and the rear. We got you a calf catcher, found one in the boneyard, and this is actually the bezel, which keeps you from scratching paint, and then the bottle opener itself, we end up chrome plating. We painted it red, hand lettered it, and then cleared the whole entire thing, so it's all underneath that, so
really?
It won't go away. And the lid we found in the boneyard. It's cleared on top with insulation in between, and this handle wasn't on there. It was all warped out, so we put a new one on there. Took the compressor out, rewired the compressor, put a new thermostat in there for you. It didn't have a grate over here, so I got you one of these grates for the side and then chrome plated it. On the inside, brand new fan motor in there, and then it didn't have a bottom in it.
Right.
So we put that bottom grate in there for you. So what do you think?
It's great, Rick. It's more than I expected.
Yeah, good.
It is. It's great.
It came out pretty.
Well, thanks, Rick. I really appreciate it. You did a fabulous job on my machine, and couldn't ask for anything more.
I've never had a single door, and I've always wanted one. so you can't have this one. I want to keep it.
I can't wait to get this Coke machine back to South Dakota and get it in my hunt lodge and use it and enjoy it.
Put that bolt through there.
Earlier, Kyle and Cowboy got the hydraulics working on the Coke and barber's chair. So now, Kyle and Bradley are gonna put this thing back together again. I had the seat cushions reupholstered with a flashy black and white horsehide. That really makes this chair unique, and hopefully, that'll turn into a bigger payday.
Looks good.
Just gotta tighten up a few parts. Slide this headrest down.
Sweet.
A few weeks ago, a picker sold me a really rare but beat-up Koken barber's chair. Since then, we've pretty much brought this thing back to life. This thing is beautiful, but no matter how awesome this thing looks in my eyes, if I can't sell this thing for a good price, all that money and time will be for nothing.
You must be Rick.
I am, and you are?
Earl.
Earl, good to meet you, Earl.
I came down to Rick's Restoration to look at a barber chair that they had called me that they had. I've been looking to get one and add it to my house. Had a couple calls from Kelly. You got a chair that I might be interested in?
Looking at a barber chair, yeah. I'm really excited to show you this
thing.
Yeah, it just came out awesome.
Kind of looking for a feature piece. I'm not sure what this one looks like, so I'm hoping it's going to fit in with, you know, what the house is and what I'm looking for.
And it came out really, really nice.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Come on in.
Wow.
What do you think?
Wow. That is the coolest thing. Barber chair looked great. Really loved it. I love the detail, love the work. It's a beautiful chair.
You like that?
I love it. Yeah, tell me about it.
This is a Koken barber's chair. In the beginning, barber's chairs were made out of wood, and they screwed up and down. You know, that's how they go up and down, you get a haircut. So this guy actually invented the hydraulic unit. His name was Ernest Koken. Before that, he invented having a footrest and tilting it back. These are two things that were a huge innovation in the day. Every piece on it is just distinctive of what this guy invented, and it's just absolutely incredible.
So this is all hydraulic, all mechanized?
The chair itself is totally working. It's very comfortable. You want to sit down?
Yeah, I sure do. A little off the top.
Yeah, he would come back, he'd tilt up your thing, get your headrest set for your head. You can lean back. And then what happens is when you lean it back.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so now you're ready to shave, okay? If we go back to wanting to go back up, you're gonna lean up, and then if I'm gonna give you a haircut, I'm gonna pump you up.
Yeah, I remember these from when I was a kid.
So I can reach you, so when I take the headrest off, I can come back here and cut your hair.
Like the fact that it's, you know, from the 30s, and he's got it working again, the hydraulics, it leans back, everything's working great on it. Really a nice job.
We ended up going through and nickel plate and everything. Every single piece on it that was metal got replated. You're almost spending $1,000 just for plating alone. And then all this got re-enameled. Heavy duty sandblasting, getting this stuff all the way off to the bone. And then when we paint it, we use a really, really catalyzed paint. It won't chip or anything.
It'll last a lifetime.
Yeah, it lasts a lifetime.
The horsehair, was that a common thing, or was this for a special shop out west, or was this some idea of yours?
This is an idea of mine. All chairs came in leather. Okay. Never any vinyl, never anything else but leather. So this is still leather, because it came off the horse. I just forgot to give him a shave.
I like the look. I like the black and white. It's great. Yeah. Sounds like you put a lot of work into it.
Right.
Something I think I'd like to have. What are we talking about?
I'd like to get $7,500 for this chair.
It's beautiful. I think I could go around five.
I don't think I'm willing to let it go for that.
55?
How about seven?
It is beautiful. I would love to have it. Would you take 65? First haircut's free?
Okay, you got to do
it. All right,
awesome.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
I love
awesome.
It. You did a great job. I got a place picked out right in the living room. I think it's going to look perfect.
Bradley, I can't read this. I can't decipher anything you got going on here. I mean, what's that say?
One baby bunny. Yep, but I think it's a jackrabbit.
Do it over.
No way.
Over.